begin the current daf Pesachim daf Yudbeis to begin the Amud Aleph. Begin the Tosfos the Masechta that begins with the Gemara. Elam Rabbi, rather Rabbi says a different Meir Kondre Meir. Adam Toya Beis Shoyes Chasam Ashru. Rabbi disagrees with Abaya. It's not such a small margin of error. It's a little bit less than 2 hours. It may hold that one makes such an error. Tosfos can explain. Then why can't we say that it could even be a larger margin of error? Because Tosfos says, take a second look. If that's really so, that's how Rav is interpreting 2 and 3 is really the beginning of 2, the end of 3. So then, in kind of death, but the margin of error could be a little bit less than 2 hours. In kind of death, the case, if one says it was in the 3rd hour, one says it was in the 5th hour. Am I just in Batela? So why is the testimony invalidated? Name of the maybe say the story was Brivius Abu was in the middle of the 4th hour, and therefore, even if you're saying that this guy means the beginning of the 3rd, and this guy means at the end of the 5th, still in the middle of 4th, is going to be for each one of them less than 2 hours, and that's the margin of error according to Rava. That's a tesis, but what you could say is no, because the sub Rava held, then little satois b'shnayim. It's not logical to say that both of them made a mistake. If it's one of them within the 2 hours, one went even at the extreme. So one guy made a mistake makes sense, but to say both made a mistake here up until 2 hours by being in the middle of the 4th, that we don't suspend that in that entire interpretation. Ach, yesh la'akshas board. You could ask. One guy says it was in the 3rd hour. One guy says in the 5th hour. Am I doing the tailor? Why is the testimony invalidated? Ilu daik is bani sahadi. If you would interrogate these witnesses, del mahay to come and begimel. Maybe the guy who said it was in the 3rd, b'seif gimel was at the end of the 3rd hour. So it should still be valid because less than 2 hours. You could say no to lahachmul the kaima dusin to be stringent and to maintain their testimony that we don't go ahead and investigate and say oh maybe we could validate it because we actually try from bitzilah ba'edu to invalidate it and then we're going to say it's invalid. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara be'ezayim. Now the one of the 7 questions of the Chakiris is which day? Which day says tame? It's a wonder that what do you need this question? Since one of the previous questions was which day of the month it is, so, and they got it right, so what's the point of asking which day? Even if they don't get which day, and oh, yeah, you're wrong, but it doesn't make a difference. This would be retracting because obviously if it's the same day of the month, it must be the same day of the week. So now you're saying a different day of the week. So that would be saying a different testimony. But you can't retract what you already said after the amount of time of saying Shalom Alecha Rabbi. So why should that invalidate it? You already validated by saying which day of the month. And that's the test of Bishlam that you could say is no. Since these 7 questions are learned out from Sukkim, Beperkoi, Baitkim, and Sanedav, Memam, and Aleph. So, Tzarek, Shlei, Chishu, Zezeh, we need to answer all 7 questions, and that in the questions, they don't contradict each other, and Vishlei, Chishu, Atzman, they don't contradict themselves. Like over here, yes, it's Chayz Jamagid, but he's going to be contradicting himself because before the day of the month, now he's saying a different day of the week, and therefore that's why you have to answer that question correctly. Or you know, I mean, another approach is Naftimina, the ramification would be Lechelem Bebezel Chaydish Vechelem Begimel. One said it was in the 2nd of the month, one said it was the 3rd day of the month, Kiprish, like we explained, and that is the only reason why it's valid is because they say, oh, Tor Biburish Chaydish. How do we know that? So Tayyis had previously explained because he got the right day of the week. Oh, but only if you get the right day of the week. Then we know you're really saying the same thing, and it's just Torah B'Burish HaChadosh. But if you wouldn't, then we wouldn't say that interpretation day of the month, and therefore it's important to ask what day of the week. Tinnik says the Master begins with Zigmar L'Rimei Kondre Meir, Yavin L'Hu Metchilish Rishayna Ad Seifei. You give the 2 witnesses from the beginning of the 1st hour till the end of the 5th hour. Which just can explain that, wait a second, why don't we say that the error was actually in the Mazimim? In other words, we said that, how could you ever do Hazama? So how could you ever have Eidus? If you give the guy a margin of error according to Rava, which is a little less than 2 hours. We said, no, the witnesses said, we saw these guys who said, one was said in the 2nd hour, one said in the 3rd hour. We saw them from the beginning of the 1st to the end of the 5th. So that covers all the bases of even the margin of error. But says, Taisa Hikshari, Vada Riva, am I learning La Taisa B'Mazimim? Why don't we suspend? Why don't we depend the error on the ones who are doing Hazama? In other words, when the ones who are doing Hazama say, how could you guys have said the testimony, you with us until the end of the 5th hour? Let's say that the Mazimah made a mistake in the hours, just like we're saying the regular witnesses would, and really they were only with them to the end of the 4th hour. But Vakar Ladalit, hey, they called by mistake the 4th hour, the 5th hour. And Vamaisoi Behe, and truthfully, this story was in the 5th hour, which is still within the range of the other witnesses, v'lo yimuzam b'kach, and if they're not going to be huzam. Now, when the hisha edus mukashas, you're right. Although that would refute the testimony, because the guy who said it was in the 2nd hour, And the guy was said in the third hour, hey, the third hour could have made an error up until the fifth hour, but the second guy could not have. So, okay, that would be machish the testimony, but they wouldn't be huzam. By Marie, he says, no, we don't say that the mazimim, who are a peer of witnesses, who they're saying we're with them till the fifth hour, we don't say that both of them made a mistake and they thought that the fourth hour was the fifth hour. Like we explained in the previous days of the Maskel Ella, that we don't say that two witnesses would be making a mistake. We only say one would. And if we're not going to be toila the toys in the mazimim, and rather we're going to say that the first pair of witnesses are liars, and that's how hazam is going to happen.